Our next guy, hey, it's kind of like, LeBron James, the Edmonton version tonight, as AJ Jakubec comes home to call the Ottawa Redblacks games. Age, how you doing?
I'm great. Yeah, I don't have the chalk or the money or the talent or any of that stuff, so. But it's good to be back.
But your mom was excited that you were home.
Oh, well, you know what? Not quite as excited as me because I got beef tenderloin last night.
Oh,
it was phenomenal.
There you go. Nice. Well, yeah. Now, before we get to the Red Black, you do the Fury games as well, play by play for them. You're doing play by play for the Red Blacks, and then when that season's over, then for fun, you do the 67s and a few Sens games. So, well versed in play by play. We just had Steve Sandor on talking about the NASL and wanting to have their own Canadian league. Obviously, Ottawa and Edmonton are in it. I know you're a diehard soccer guy. What do you think about the importance of having a Canadian league of soccer?
Yeah, you know what? The more teams that are going to get involved and the more players from Canada that get an opportunity to play, then the better off we're going to be as a soccer nation. So if they can find a way to have this work where there's some sort of interleague action, I mean, I've read some of the stuff. I talked to my color voice on the road, and he's the PR guy of the Fury, Graham Ivory, at length about this last night on the phone just to see, what kind of legs this had. And he was kind of as unsure as I was and was just reading the same stuff I was. But I do think if it comes to fruition and if you get all the CFL teams involved or a majority of the CFL teams involved and you can fill some of these stadiums more than 9-10 times a year, then it's kind of a win-win for everyone. So I'm hopeful that that something can come out of this, but in the meantime, it's just great to see. I mean, because it wasn't long ago we didn't have any professional teams in this country. Now we've got three in the MLS, Ottawa and Edmonton in the North American Soccer League. So this talk is certainly another step in the right direction to, bringing us where we need to be. Because I think when you look at CONCACAF, and they had a pretty good World Cup with three teams making the round of 16, to me, there's no reason at all why Canada can't be the number three power in CONCACAF behind the U.S. and Mexico. With the amount of people playing the game, with, the money that we've got in this country, the people that we have in this country, the population versus the other CONCACAF nations, to me, and the way we do it, youth levels and in women's soccer, to me, that's kind of a blight on what we do as a soccer nation, the fact that we can't transform it to success at the men's level.
AJ Jakubec joins us, voice of the Red Blacks and the Fury. Let's get to the Red Blacks. They get off to a great start in the first quarter, up 21-7. Everyone's thinking, man, this team's legit. What happened?
That's a great question. I mean, they had that phenomenal first quarter and 249 yards offense in the first half, just 49 in the second half. And I mean, they're the only team in Canadian football history to ever score in their first three drives in franchise history. So, it was almost too good to be true to start. And, the offense just struggled to move the ball in the second half. I mean, eight straight two and outs. I thought the defense made a stand in the third quarter and made some big plays with a couple of turnovers. And with a score 21-20, they were able to get that to 28-20 with two field goals and a single. But again, they weren't able to really build on that lead when they needed to because of the big plays that the defense made. So then all of a sudden, the big run back by DeMond Washington, and that really changed the course of events through the game. So I think some good lessons to be learned on all three phases of the ball. Again, need to be better, going forward on offense. Defensively, way too many penalties. They took 16 for 120 yards, and that helped extend some drives for Winnipeg last week. And on special teams, they've had trouble in punt coverage and kickoff coverage all year, giving up a kick return for a touchdown in preseason against Saskatchewan, and then the big one against Winnipeg last week. So I think some areas to improve in all three phases of the ball, but still for a first game, a lot of positive signs, and we'll see what Ottawa brings here tonight.
AJ, a lot of time, Henry Burris has gotten the moniker Good Henry, Bad Henry, and I guess, you talked about the offense. Was it just him? Was it the play calling? Was it the execution in the second half? To go from 249 yards in the first half, which is outstanding, and probably you wouldn't expect that on most games realistically, but then to just completely have the wheels fall off, what was it that was struggling? Was it the passing? Was it route running? Was it the offensive line blocking to open up lanes to the running back? What fell apart in the second half?
Yeah, you know what? A lot of different things. I think, you know, they weren't getting enough on first down. I mean, they were running the ball on first down a lot, and they weren't getting enough yardage. And so right off the bat, they're going into second and long on almost every drive, and that certainly hurt. I think, you know, in the first half, pass protection was really strong. In the second half, Winnipeg threw some different things at them, and, you know, that put a lot more pressure on Henry Burris. I mean, he certainly took responsibility for some of it as well, saying that he made some bad decisions. I mean, he was 13 for 16 in the first half and 4 for 14 in the second half. So I think a lot of different things went wrong in the second half. And, you know, I still think, though, from what I've seen from Henry Burris, just through training camp, through preseason, through that first regular season game, I still think, you know, he's got the ability to be one of the best quarterbacks in the Canadian Football League still. And, you know, because that was a bit of a controversy, certainly in Ottawa and around the league with what happened with Kevin Glenn. I think a lot of people expected Kevin Glenn to be the guy. And, you know, Ottawa obviously felt that Henry Burris was a better option, and seeing what Glenn has done so far in the first couple of weeks in BC with 6 interceptions thrown already, I think, and just seeing what Burris has brought off the field as an ambassador as well. And I think Ottawa certainly made the right decision, but, you know, I think time will tell if he's able to take this team to a different level. But when you talk to his teammates, when you talk to players on this team and you ask, why can this be successful? To a man, almost all of them say right away, Henry Burris is the number one reason. So I think he brings this group confidence, and that's big for a first-year team.
AJ Jakubek joins us, voice of the Red Blacks, taking on the Eskimos tonight. Red Blacks looking for their first-ever victory. Eskimos looking for a 3-0 start. The defense of Ottawa, what should Edmonton be concerned about? What's the strength of the Red Blacks defense?
Definitely the front four, and you know, they managed to get 5 sacks last week on Drew Willey and really put some pressure on him. I think that's definitely the strength. And you look at just Canadians on the defensive line, and they feel that that's a major strength with guys like Keith Shulgin, who was the most valuable Canadian in the Grey Cup back in 2010 and had 7 real good years in Saskatchewan. And I think you've got Justin Phillips, who's one of their team captains, 7 years in Calgary, and he's a real important piece. And just some of the depth that they've got there with, you know, some ex-Eskimos like Justin Capicotti and Andrew Marshall. I mean, they're going to dress 10 defensive linemen, and they're going to just rotate them all through. And I think that's going to be a big factor here tonight. So in terms of weaknesses, I think, you know, the secondary is still pretty young. And we saw last week, for example, a player like Terrell Gavins, who's starting on the left half position here tonight. I mean, he had some real good plays and had an interception, the first in franchise history, had a knockdown, which prevented a 2-point convert, which would have tied the game at 28 all in the fourth quarter, and had some tackles. But then he had 4 penalties as well, and also drew a fine for a low hit on Drew Willey. So there is some inexperience in the secondary. You know, I think there are some strong things. And another player to watch is the middle linebacker, Travis Brown, who's a rookie out of Fresno State. And I thought he was one of the best on the defensive side of the ball last week as well.
AJ Jakubek joins us. AJ, quickly, looking at the, you know, Ottawa's team, they're an expansion team. When you have a future Hall of Fame quarterback, it definitely gives them, I think, better than when they had Dan Crowley the last time on Ottawa was an expansion team. No argument. The receiving core, you know what? It's great to have a quarterback, but you're going to need some guys who can get separation and who can get open. Is that maybe the one concern? Like, you know, you've got Johnson, and he has, of course, some experience with BC, but is that really maybe the one thing they're lacking, is that go-to receiver?
Yeah, I think it might be. And I mean, I laughed about Dan Crowley because the poor guy, I mean, if he had heard how many times his name has been brought up here in the last year about the fact that, well, at least they're not going to have Dan Crowley at quarterback. So I feel bad for Dan Crowley. But nonetheless, in terms of the receivers, I think, you know, you're right. There's probably not that number one guy. There's not, you know, the Fred Stamps. There's not even maybe an Adarius Bowman on this side. But I do think they've got pretty good depth. I like what I've seen from Marcus Henry on the inside, both in preseason and last week as well. Kier Johnson, I think if there is a go-to guy, I mean, five catches for 76 yards last week and looked pretty good in the preseason game against Montreal as well. And just, you know, some I'm anxious to watch Carlton Mitchell because he was banged up, and he was a player that they picked up in the expansion draft from Edmonton, big body at 6'4", 212. And I think, you know, that there's it looks like there's something there with him. So I'm anxious to watch him today as well. So I don't know if I'm ready to call it a weakness yet, but I do agree with you. There isn't that legit number one receiver right now, at least on the surface.
And you saw Drew Willey up front and close and personal last week. I know it's only two games, but it is rare for starting quarterbacks to come in their first two games and be over 300 yards in both games and look like, you know what, they've got a lot of poise. For years, we hear about the backup, and we're like, give the guy a chance, he's going to go somewhere else, and they're never very good. Drew Willey is kind of the first guy in a long time who's come in and had this good of a start in his first two starts. So what'd you like about him?
I liked his poise, and I liked the fact that things didn't go well for him early, and they didn't go well for him in the third quarter. And even though he was getting pressured, and he got hit in the hand, and so it wasn't necessarily his day, and he didn't have the greatest day. He just hung in there, and he made some big plays when he needed to in the fourth quarter. I mean, there were some long passes, both on the game-winning drive and then the drive that helped kill off the clock and add the extra 3 points to make it 36-28 in the final minute. You know, I think he made some real big plays and some real good decisions there on a day where it maybe wasn't his best. So I think, you know, that's a real plus for him, because sometimes when you're having a bad day, it's going to be awful from start to finish. But even though it wasn't a banner day for him, he still was able to make some big plays at key times at the end.
Adria, we'll see you down at the game tonight.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Should be a great night.